what is the single force that controls the quality of your life? If there was one gift our Creator has given us, or the universe, whatever you believe, what is it, what is the one power that you have right now in this moment that can change everything? You have it, I have it, we all have it. It's this one singular individual power that can change anything in our life, regardless of what's happened to us. And I know you know the answer. The answer is the power of choice. The one thing we have in this world is we can't control the events, but we can choose what to focus on, we can choose what things mean, and we can choose what to do. Those three choices, those three decisions really control our life. It's not so much the conditions of our life that control our destiny as much as the decisions of our life. Try for a second to think about something. Think about your life and just think about, are there a few decisions? If I were to ask you two decisions you've made in your life, you know that if you would have made a different decision, you would have a totally different life. I mean, it may be a life may have been better, it may have been worse, I don't know, but you would have a different life. I'm not asking you to buy into the fact that you should have known the answers. I'm just want you to see the power of a decision. How is your life better today because of a decision you made years ago, not just negative ones? Think about it. Sometimes a little decision changes your whole life. Like you decide one day to go to a certain school, and you go to that school, or to go eat someplace, and you bump into the person that becomes the love of your life. Or you meet someone, and you decide as a result of that you're going to become a photographer, or a software engineer, or a business person, or a doctor, a dentist, whatever. They impacted you, but you made the decision, that's what I really want, that's what my life's going to be about. And that decision has affected so much of your life, what you do, how you live your life, how you spend your time, what you earn or don't earn, you know, who you attract into your life, beliefs you have, all come from some of these little decisions. What you decide to eat from your dinner plate each night certainly determines your physical destiny, right? We all know that, at least to a certain extent. I know there's a certain amount that's genetics, but I'm talking about the stuff you and I can control. So decisions equal destiny. It's not our conditions, it's our decisions. So if we want a new life, if we want a new experience, we've got to make new choices. If you don't like the way your career is or your business is, change it. If you don't like your body, change it. If you don't like your relationship, change you first, because if you change it, you'll bring you to the next one. Maybe it's time to change it too, but change yourself first. If you want to change anything in your life, you have the choice. So there is no right or wrong. I just want to make you aware in this breakthrough session that everything in our life changes the moment we make a decision. And I mean a real decision. A decision is when you cut off any other possibility and you commit to something with everything you've got and you take action. But the big decisions start with little decisions like, what am I going to focus on? Because whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. If you focus on all the things that have been done to you in your life, of course you're going to feel like hell. If you focus on all the amazing coincidences that have happened, things that maybe they were guided, maybe not, but things happen, and because of that, you met this person that's your best friend, your husband, your wife, or because of that, you have this ability, or because you were there that day, God, you missed an accident. I don't know what it is, but whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. If you focus on people don't care, and you'll look for reasons why they don't care, and evidence they don't care, you'll find it everywhere. If you look for evidence that people are really good people inside, that at some level we all care about each other, you'll find it. Seek and you shall find. The secret is, have you become conscious about your decision-making? Because this breakthrough session is, really, you want to change your life, make new choices. New life comes from new choices, but you got to make conscious choices. When you make decisions about what to focus on and what things mean and what to do, and you're unconscious, you get pretty terrible results usually. Now, we've all done this. I do it still. We all do. But if you want to change your results, you got to become more conscious in your decision-making. So think about it. What you focus on, you will feel. Whether it's true or not, you focus on how people don't care, you're going to feel they don't care. Second decision you make is, what do things mean? So you focus on something someone does and you come up with a meaning, and the meaning is, no one loves me. The meaning is, they're trying to take advantage of me. Depending on what meaning you come up with, and you get to choose the meaning of anything. For some people, they say, this situation happened with the economy, and what that means is, I'm going broke. Somebody else said, the situation happened with the economy, guess what? That means I'm going to work harder, I'm going to be more creative, it changed everything. Everybody else is going to quit, so we're going to dominate the marketplace. Other people to do it. Is this the end right now, or is it the beginning? See, whether it's the end or beginning is your choice. You get to decide, because once you make up a meaning, it's true. If you think that this is the end of a relationship, Are you going to treat people the same way as if you think it's the beginning of a relationship? No way. In fact, I tell people, if you want to have a great relationship, think about this. Treat people like you did in the beginning of the relationship, and there won't be an end. The meaning we give things is very different, and so we feel different, and our life is different. In the beginning, you'll do anything for someone. Now you make up a new meaning. Why should I have to do that for them? Little choices, like what to believe about yourself, what to believe about other people, whether this is the end or the beginning, start to affect your whole life. And the third decision we make, we decide what to focus on, most of us unconsciously. We decide what things mean, and the third thing we decide is, what are we gonna do? We decide to quit, because it's overwhelming. We decide to get strong and focus. We decide we're gonna turn it around. We decide to wait and see. Ultimately, your destiny is determined by what you do. Your destiny is determined by your decisions. I think in life, there's three things. There's our ability to choose what we're focused on, or to commit, to get a result, to put all our intention and focus into something. There's our ability to do the right things, to have the right strategy, to execute. And then there's some grace. There's what some people call luck, some people call grace. There's if you do the right things over and over again and with total focus, sometimes, you get good fortune that comes your way. And you tend to have more good fortune when you're totally focused and decisive and you take lots of action than if you kind of just sit around and accept things like that you don't have a future. We forget that you don't have to be famous to have the ability to change at least your own personal history, to change the direction we go in our life. We have the power to choose, even if you haven't before. You can finally say, no more, I won't put up with that, within myself or from anybody else. And here's what I'm gonna do differently. That's where the breakthroughs really start to happen. Now the question is, why do some people stand their ground and make something change versus other people just kind of accept things? Why do some people make bold decisions and other people make decisions that are based on trying to hang on to what they've got? Because when you can change your decisions, you can change your life. When you can change the force that controls your decisions, you can change anything in your life.
Find five reasons that empower you. Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up when life catches you on the blind side? When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? See, the Buster Douglas that fought in the last fight was not the Buster Douglas that fought Mike Tyson. See, the Buster Douglas that got knocked down while fighting Mike Tyson had gotten out of an alcohol recovery center. His mother had died. His wife was ill with a terminal illness. He was considered a nothing, a bum. So when he got knocked down, Buster Douglas had a reason to get back up because he said, I'm dedicating this fight to the memory of my mama. But when he fought the last fight that he had and he got knocked down, and he had a guaranteed $24 million in his pocket, whether he got up or not. He just said, hurry up and count me out. And I don't blame him. Why get hurt? I said, no, why'd you leave so soon? Somebody's about to get hurt, me. So you've got to have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, and drop you to your knees and start choking you. You got a dream? No, I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. Because when life had knocked me down, I said, life, I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life than what I have. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it. All my life I heard people say, Mamie, take them back to the welfare department. I'm doing this to make them a lie. I believe like Frank Sinatra, he said, the best revenge in life is massive success. I'm doing this so I can become massively successful. And with that kind of courage, with that kind of affirmation and reason to empower me, I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. All right? or when you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong, that can keep you in the game, that will be your rod and staff to comfort you, that can be your bridge over troubled waters? Those reasons are very important. Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. So find out the reasons that you do what you do. Find out the reasons that will make you strong, that will make you walk by faith and not by sight, that will make you pursue your dream when everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. And let me tell you something, that's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling, particularly people that you're doing it for, or people that stand to benefit the most, or people who should be the number one members in the encouragement club, but they end up saying, you can't do it, and they become members of the discouragement club. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. Have people that you love close to you that look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up? I say, but this is my life. I have got to do this. Les, you had a good job at Sears. That man like you. Mama, I can't go back to Sears. I got to be my own boss. I can't do that. I mean, you know, it's, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you work on a job that's dead end, you can see the ceiling already. It's like going in the middle of a movie. And after you've seen the movie, sitting back through that over again, there's something missing. You know the hero is not going to die. You know what the outcome is already. And so that's why a lot of people, a lady was telling me, she said when she went to work, it felt like a refrigerator fell on her shoulder as soon as she stepped in. Because she knew she'd gone as far as she could go. See, they're paying her just enough to keep her from quitting, and she's worked just hard enough just to keep from getting fired. How many of you know people like that? Raise your hand. One of you didn't raise your hand, you the one. I'll just tease it, all right? Here's something else. Make a commitment to be happy. See, you know, I have you laughing a lot. See, life is too short going through it looking homely, tired, and ugly. Sometimes we take life too seriously. Oh, no. Make a commitment to be happy. Find little things just to get tickled about. And laugh. Find ways to be happy in the moment. A lot of people say, well, I'll be happy when I pay off all my bills. No. I'll be happy when I get my divorce. Oh, no. I'll be happy when the children go. Oh, no. You want to be happy now. See, there are no guarantees. No one say you're going to be here 2, 3, or 4 years from now. So you want to be happy right now. In the moment, repeat after me, I must make a commitment.
I must make a commitment.
To be happy.
To be happy.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Is all I got.
All I got.
Shake somebody's hand on your right and left and say, you deserve to be happy. Make a commitment to be happy. Because life now has new meaning for you. Just enjoying the sunset. Or just looking at life, looking at nature, going for a walk. It's the little things in life that counts. Here's something else that you want to begin to do in order to make this your decade. You want to begin to get all the toxic people out of your life. Hello. Energy drainers, get them out of your life. See, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of emotional, mental, and spiritual energy to reach your goal. And you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. See, there are two kinds of relationships. Sid Simon talks about this. Nourishing relationships and toxic relationships. Nourishing relationships are the relationships that inspire you. They motivate you. They bring the best out of you. Toxic relationships are relationships with people that always criticize you. All they can do is find fault. All they can do is just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past. These people are bad for your health. Toxic people can run your blood pressure up. One apple can spoil a whole barrel. One negative energy drainer can spoil your whole life. I know people whose lives have been ruined because somebody wasn't good for them. See, there are some people that aren't good for you. Hello? They aren't good for you. You've got to get them out of your life. See, a lot of people put up with a lot of foolishness because they don't want to die by themselves. Here's what I believe. I believe in a one-to-a-box theory. Ask this question of yourself. Make a list of who you communicate with most and ask yourself the question, what kind of person am I becoming because of this relationship? Is it helping me to grow mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Am I becoming a better person because of this relationship? Do they bring out the best in me? Do they inspire me? Do they encourage me to develop my greatness? Do they make me stretch? See, you got to look at the people in your life and find out, what kind of person are you becoming because of that relationship? My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser.